This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I am joined in the studio by authors Alex Bellos and Ben Littleton. Hello.
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 Now, you've written a series of books called Football School. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about them?
Well, Football School is the school where every lesson is about football. And when I was a kid, I loved going to school, but I loved football even more. And so I'd play football in the playground at any break time. But the only time I wasn't really allowed to talk about football or think about football was during lessons. So spoke about this with Alex, my friend, and we decided to invent a school where every lesson was about football as well.
It's basically the Hogwarts of football. So we have a school, it's called Football School, which has a timetable. We learn different subjects in it, maths, physics, chemistry, art, geography, biology, all the fun subjects. And you think you're learning about those subjects, but you're learning about football. Or through football do we learn about those subjects. So we talk about playing football on Mars. That's how we learn about physics and gravity. We talk about the history of fashion. So we learn about how the materials, the history of materials changes what footballers wear and the colours that they wear. We learn all about the animals of Africa, seen through the mascots of Africa's great football teams and some of their less good football teams, because there's the dodos. They're not very good,
are
they?
Mauritius. There's the squirrels of Benin.
Squirrels of Benin, yeah. Good. That's a great story. So every African football team, or most of them, are known by an animal mascot. So you've got the eagles, the indomitable lions, and then little Benin are called the squirrels. And they're called the squirrels because it's supposed to be a small animal that can sort of go high, but actually now they're not very good. There's a campaign within Benin to change them to basically a more frightening animal, because they think that when they go on the pitch, the squirrels!
Yeah, it's no idea, is it?
doesn't strike fear into anyone. It may be if there was another team called the Nuts.
It's really interesting because you make loads of topics that I wouldn't have thought of relate back to football. So like the political climate of Spain, you talk about and Barcelona and Madrid and that kind of, and the background of that as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Real Madrid, Barcelona is the biggest clásico, the biggest kind of derby in world football, club football, really. And why is Madrid versus Barcelona exciting and full of tension and full of history? Well, it goes back hundreds of years and is to do with politics and history.
Yeah, you make it so, so exciting. Oh, is there a certain person you got to speak to that you were really like fascinated by, who helped you out?
Well, we've spoken to loads of footballers down the years. We've both written books about football anyway. In one of the books, we were speaking about modern languages, and we tried to find out which player spoke the most languages. And we actually settled on a player who plays for Barcelona nowadays. He was a World Cup finalist with Croatia, called Ivan Rakitic. And we were able to ask him about how he learned so many languages. He speaks 8 different languages.
8?
And there's this idea that footballers somehow not very clever because they spend all their time at school playing football and not learning how to read or how to write or even how to speak different languages. But this guy is insanely clever. And in fact, most footballers are really clever, just in different ways to the conventional way we measure cleverness. They're superb at vision and anticipation, and their spatial awareness is off the scale.
I am a journalist, normally a kind of news journalist, so I'm good at kind of hunting out stories. Ben is a football journalist, so he has amazing contacts in the world of football. And when we put these things together, we've had fantastic access to speaking to footballers and people around football. One person who I spoke to, who I can't mention his name, was about the subject of poo. Because we just knew that one of the important things that we're going to have to find out for our book series is all about footballers' poo. Why don't footballers just need to go to the loo in the middle of the game? It's really interesting important. You need to know all about nutrition and digestion. So I spoke to the chief doctor of one of the world's biggest football club, who told me everything about footballers and their poo. And the great thing about asking questions for a book is that if I was a grown-up journalist asking, you know, for a grown-up newspaper, asking someone at this very big, famous club, can you tell me about when the captain goes to poo? they would say, get out of the press conference, stop insulting
you
me.
You are banned from this club.
You're not allowed to do it. But if you say, I'm writing this book called Football School, I don't need to know your name, but I need to know everything about, you know, what is the order that the players go and poo just before the game? What do you feed them? When do you feed them? More than willing to talk and talk and talk.
But you're also learning about the world as well. Yeah. So we have a chapter about sleep in PHSE, and we learn about the sleeping habits of top footballers. We spoke to the sleep coach who trained Cristiano Ronaldo to get the best out of his sleep. He's probably the only man in the world who knows what colour pyjamas Cristiano Ronaldo wears.
And what football team do you guys support?
Well, I support my local team where I grew up near the ground, and my family supports them. So normally I say who I support and I'm used to getting booed by loads of kids, but I support Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay.
Which has been a trial at times, but now is quite fun.
I grew up in Scotland, so my local team near where I used to live is Heart of Midlothian, or Hearts, who no one's ever heard of.
Well, their nickname is the Jam Tots.
The Jam Tots, yeah.
So
yeah,
I actually support them as well. How can you not support a team who are called the Jam Tots? They sound
my
yummy.
My friends support them, yeah, yeah. I know them very well. And is it okay to do a quiz with you right now?
That would be great.
Love it.
Love a quiz.
Okay.
So I've taken some facts from your book.
Oh, no.
Yeah. just want to see, you know, how in-depth you really went into in the proofreading. And also, I've put in a few little local derbies just to see where your heart would lie if pushed.
Fair enough.
Okay, so first question. How long do giraffes sleep for?
18 hours a day.
It's the opposite. It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say how long they sleep for? I thought you said how long do they awake for.
Sure, yeah. Sorry, my mistake.
Sorry, yes, no, yes, the giraffe ate my homework.
Where was the first football club founded?
Sheffield.
Yes, correct. Liverpool or Everton?
Oh, that is difficult.
Well, I'm going to say Everton just because I know Ben's going to say Liverpool.
No, I was going to say Everton because I thought you were going to say Liverpool.
Liverton.
Where will you find the tallest females in the world? In Netherlands, Estonia or Latvia?
I'm going to go for, tall poppy syndrome. Let's go for the Netherlands.
Netherlands. It's Latvia.
Oh, is
Latvia?
It?
Yeah.
Wow. You see, we're learning stuff from football school. It's brilliant.
Celtic or Rangers?
Rangers.
Neither. It's hard.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And finally, why are shorter people better dribblers?
Well, that's a very good question. That's to do with physics.
Biophysics, which is the physics of the human body. It's because shorter people are better at balancing than taller people. Because just say you have two people and they're identical in every way, but one is a bit taller than the other. When if they were to wobble this proportionally the same, the tall person is actually wobbling further, so is more likely to topple. So a small person can wobble around a lot more and is not going to fall over. That's why when you see really tall people dribble, they look quite weird because they're desperately trying to keep really, really still, whereas short people can really, you know, they look like they're sort of sambering.
Sambering.
Players like Lionel Messi, Diego Maradona, really short players, but fantastic dribblers. So they're using the natural biophysics with which they were born to actually improve their football skills.
There is a really interesting story in the book as well about Messi, which I found fascinating, about his life. So yes, I loved your book so much. Alex and Ben, thank you so much for popping by. We should say Football School is out right now, yeah?
It is,
yeah.
Football School season three
is out in paperback. But also, where's Football School season one? You can read them in any order. Football School season one, season two, season three in paperback. And there's also the quiz book. And in 2 months' time, Football School Star Players is going to be a big thing for the summer.
Oh, excellent. So we'll look out for that. Cheers, guys, for coming by.
Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.